Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, fitness trainer, nurse, educator, speaker, and author. I just want to say welcome back. And how did last week go for you, Thanksgiving? How did it impact you, your life, your emotions, your memories, your finances, and or your balance? Was it fun? Was it stressful? Was it anything you expected or everything you expected, or was it nothing at all? What could you have changed to make it better? Those are all things that went through my mind when I attended my Thanksgiving, which, by the way, was fabulous. We were just a few friends together, a simple meal, a warm home, lovely people, amazing conversation, and it was just really filled with thanks. So, coming from that part, I just really hope you can say the same. So my question is, what is a celebration of thanks? Or what was it, a celebration of thanks? Or was it stressful, uncomfortable, feeling forced to do something you didn't want to do or you didn't like doing? I mean, you know, sometimes you need to help each other out a little bit to get things done. Setting the table, dishing up, putting the food on the table, cleaning up the table, washing the dishes. Just remember, it's a special day. One, to give thanks for so many things. So in that respect, most people pull out their best dishes and they do not want to put those in a dishwasher and get ruined, or have somebody wash them who is not gentle and thorough. So, did you help washing the dishes? I know I did. It was fun. Just being in the kitchen, talking and washing and drying the dishes. It was actually a wonderful, wonderful meal. So, were you able to give thanks from the bottom of your heart? Share with others. Brighten their day. And I know that in my case, since we were a small group, we were 3, 6, 8 people. That was perfect. I remember the days when I had 30 to 40 people at my table and I did everything. Not anymore. So we just all shared. Everybody brought something except our 2 oldest wonderful guests. Actually, 2 ladies who are veterans, 94 and 96-year-old. They served in the Coast Guard during World War II. And they're just amazing ladies. And so, of course, we didn't ask them to do anything. We just treated them and had fun that they could actually attend. So that was actually wonderful. And we did have a bright and wonderful day together. I realized at that moment, and I think I mentioned it before, that Thanksgiving should not just be one day out of the year, that every day should be a day to give thanks. And for me, it starts before I get out of bed. I thank my God for a roof over the head, for a warm, cozy bed, for clothes on my back, for food on the table, for heat in the house, for so many things, for a loving husband, for a daughter, for family, for friends, for you. Yes, for all of you listeners out there, because you're part of my life. And you know that everything that I say and do has to do with healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances. And so, I've been looking at the calendar, and oh, shock, including today, there are only 32 more days left in 2017. And I started wondering, how will I finish this year and get ready for 2018? How will 2018 look for you? Will it be a year of joy, of happiness, of health, of peace on earth, of goodwill to me and everything that you can imagine that's positive? Well, how will you affect your family, your children, your spouse, your loved ones? You know that everything that happens to you, for you, against you, whatever, where you are, it has to do with you and how you behave and what you do. And we usually are a reflection or definitely influenced by the five people who we associate with the most. So are these positive people? Are these negative people? Do we need to have a little talk, make some changes, set a precedence of positivity? Well, those are all things that I'm going to ask you, and you can answer those things for yourself. Are you teaching your children to spread cheer, love, appreciation, respect at a young age already, so it will come naturally when they get older? As I mentioned just a minute ago, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. That doesn't have to do with religion if you don't want it to. It has to do with behavior. When you are good to one another and show respect and love for one another, that's when peace happens on earth. Sometimes little things are even better than big things. And I looked up, actually, the history behind the chosen day to give thanks, Thanksgiving Day, and that it's not just restricted to that day, but, you know, we should think about it. And I gave you a link there, and I printed out another one for me because I cannot add two links into the two gifts or stuff into the thing, the transcript, because it doesn't seem to like it. So when I look back at the history of Thanksgiving, it started actually in September 1620. That is Holy Maloney, almost 4,000 years ago. So we're 3 years shy, so 3,997 years ago, when a small ship called the Mayflower left Plymouth, England, carrying 102 passengers, an assortment of religious separatists seeking a new home where they could freely practice their faith and other individual lured by the promise of prosperity and landowner in the new world. They had a treacherous and uncomfortable crossing that lasted 66 days. They dropped anchor near the tip of Cape Cod, far north of their intended destination at the mouth of the Hudson River. 1 month later, the Mayflower crossed Massachusetts Bay, where the Pilgrims, as they are now commonly known, began the work of establishing a village at Plymouth. So the story is a long one, and I'm just going to paraphrase in a few things what is always interesting to me to actually realize how Thanksgiving came about. So throughout that first brutal winter, most of the colonists remained on board the ship, where they suffered from exposure, scurvy, and outbreaks of contagious disease. Only half of the Mayflower's original passengers and crew lived to see their first New England spring. In March, the remaining settlers moved ashore, where they received an astonishing visit from Abenaki Indian, who greeted them in English. Several days later, he returned with another Native American, Squanto, a member of the Pawtuxet tribe, who had been kidnapped by an English sea captain and sold into slavery before escaping to London and returning to his homeland on an exploratory expedition. So it had to do with pilgrims and slaves and whatnot. In November 1621, a year later, after the pilgrims' first corn harvest proved successful, Governor William Bradford organized a celebratory feast and invited a group of the fledgling colony's Native American allies, including a Wampanoag chief, Massasoit, now remembering his Americans' first Thanksgiving to the pilgrims. And it goes on and on. And then it moves to the first celebration was in 1622 and the second one in 1623 to mark the end of a long drought that had threatened the year's harvest of and promoted Governor Bradford to call for a religious feast. Days of fasting and Thanksgiving on an annual or occasional basis became common in other New England settlements as well. During the American Revolution, the Continental Congress designated one more day of Thanksgiving a year. In 1789, George Washington issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation by the national government of the United States. In it, he called upon Americans to express their gratitude for the happy conclusion to the country's war of independence and the successful ratification of the U.S. Constitution. His successors, John Adams and James Madison, also designated days of thanks during their presidencies. In 1817, New York became the first of several states to officially adopt an annual Thanksgiving holiday, and then it went on and on, and now we are in 2017, and Thanksgiving Day, as it was started, is still here. What has changed, though, is the attitude towards it. And there, people ate because they were thankful and they had food from harvest on the table. Nowadays, unfortunately, we eat to stuff ourselves and to see who can out-eat whom, which is not actually the intent behind Thanksgiving. For me, it's not really the food, though I do love a good bite, a delicious, healthy bite of something. Yes, I eat. But it's mostly the sharing, the joy, the being thankful to have one another, to love one another, and to be with one another. And so I just really want to make sure that we know Thanksgiving is not just a U.S. one-day holiday. It should be a personal daily occurrence to be thankful for whatever we have or don't have. Sometimes it's better we do not have things so we have room for growth. So having said that, I just want to let you know that, yeah, let me know how this actually has changed your life, how Thanksgiving has affected you, and how you can make others happier and more loving by setting a precedent. You can always contact me on my web, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, because it's physical, mental, and financial balance. You can send me an email to dythompson@gmail.com, or you can call me, leave me a voicemail or text at 562-335-4956. And I would love to hear from you how this Thanksgiving went for you, what you learned, what you appreciated, just so we can elaborate on it. And also let me know what you're going to do the last 32 days of 2017 and how you're going to start 2018. If you need help, I'm there for you. Just send me an email or go on my website and let me know. Until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.